I suppose it's more than usual. We're slightly different in the fact that I take Team Berry and with the first team, essentially Berry Town Reserve. So I probably have a pool of about 35 to 40 players to look at. So it's important in the early stage we have lots of games to make sure I can get people on the pitch. So that was the first thing I looked at. Let me kind of quieten down a little bit towards the end of the campaign the last 2 weeks. But yeah, I'd like to get a few games in and take a look at players on the pitch as opposed to just in a training environment. Had a look at a lot of trialists. So it was a positive pre-season in lots of ways.
You took on a few trialists as well. Andrew Cusack, the left-back from Norwich United, has joined. Tom Debenham as well. You've brought in Dan Heath. And ahead of Waltham Abbey, after all these matches, are you confident in your first 11? And do you know what that's going to be?
Yeah, I know my first 11. Myself and Christian and John Kennedy, who now is on the coaching staff, we had a good chat last night. I think we were quite aware of the first 11, I suppose, what, about a week or 10 days ago. Yeah, like you say, I brought in some players who I feel will strengthen us. I think Tom Debenham, Andrew Cusack, defence-minded. I think that would be a big help to us, along with Kyron Clements from Sudbury. He's another defender, and also Dan Heath, a goalkeeper. So I have identified that defensively I feel we needed to improve. I've been very pleased with what I've seen during pre-season, although it can be quite false in terms of the way that teams play or the results. I'm very pleased we've been organised, we've had a good tempo, and I think we're, as a team, we're where we need to be.
And you're quite quick as well, just after the end of last season, to keep hold of some key players for you, the likes of Bradley Barber, Remy Garrett, Josh Mayhew, Sam Reid. So not too much change, but confident with the additions that the defence has been bolstered, and that you've perhaps got a bit of depth there that you didn't have last year?
Yeah, of course, I'd agree. I looked at it last season, and we're probably running a little bit too light in terms of the squad. Having to rely on maybe younger players who perhaps weren't quite ready. They can play one or two games, but asking them to play 10, 15 is a big ask. And we identified that. And I think it's very important not to make too many wholesale changes. There's not too much wrong with the squad. They're very capable. I just felt that I was lacking certain characters and players in key areas. And I feel adding to what we've already got, like you said, with Bradley Barber, Sam Reid, Ollie Hughes, Remy Garrett, Josh Mayhew, Ollie Camfer, Noel Aitkins, Tevin Allen, the list goes on. We've got a very good squad, we've added to it, and we're probably running at about 18 now within the squad. So I'm very confident and feel very comfortable with the squad size and the squad quality I have going into the season.
Well, we're all really pleased that the non-league football season is back, and we're really looking forward to it. And it's nice, given Jamie Vardy's form for Leicester last season, that a few more people are acknowledging that the non-league football actually exists in the national media. But another terrific story, one of your former goalkeepers, Nick Pope, now at Burnley. Dreams really can come true.
Yeah, they can. And, I wasn't fortunate enough to work with Nick when he was through the academy here at West Southwark College. And, the West Southwark College guys did a great job with him. And it was a proof that the academy works. And from there, he went on to play for Berry Town, and Marcus Garnham won't mind me saying this. I think Marcus Garnham was dropped and made way for Nick, and I know Marcus was agreed at the time, but Nick had took his chance and he's gone on to do fantastically well. And I think that gives all local footballers and non-league footballers especially an idea of what you can achieve through dedication, hard work, yes, talent. But if you're willing to put the hard yards in and put the mileage in, you can achieve. And it's like for someone like Nick Pope, and it's a great story. And that's our aim, really, to get more through the system, get more into first team, hopefully unearth another Nick Pope if we can.